yourhealthnow.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. Going to start off this week with a gentleman who's becoming one of our most favorite guests, according to you guys. That's Grant Williams. Grant has a newsletter that he writes out of Singapore called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. We chatted with Grant and did a daily editorial last Thursday about the situation in Europe. At that time, Grant expressed some concerns about the situation over in Europe. We recorded this yesterday, and so we have more updates on what's going on in Europe. And you know what? It kind of doesn't look all that good. Grant, why don't you start out by talking about the news that's coming out of Europe vis-a-vis some of the bond sales, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, hi Al. Good to talk to you again. Today there's a couple of interesting things actually have happened in Europe today. First of all, Spanish unemployment number came out. It's the highest number in 15 years. It's hit 21%. That's not going down too well with the Spanish bond market. And then in Italy, yeah, interestingly enough, after the deal was announced yesterday, you know, we saw Greek, Portuguese bond yields back off. We saw Spanish bond yields back off pretty dramatically. In the immediate aftermath, the same thing happened to Italy. You know, Italy, the yields on the 10-year came off pretty dramatically, but then turned around very, very quickly, went straight back up again, and just crept higher the rest of the day, which was a little bit concerning. And then today we've seen an Italian bond auction not go so well. They were looking to raise €8.5 billion, and they managed to get away just under 8. I think 7.9 was the final number, and that's taken the yield on the Italian 10-year back above 6%. And you know, 6% has been something of a beachhead in these markets. I mean, it was the 6% barrier that you know, Portugal and Greece, when they broke through that for the first time, they never really saw that level again, and things started to pick up the pace. And you know, coincidentally, or not coincidentally, when Spain and Italy both hit 6% a couple of months ago, that was when the EFSF jumped in and started buying those bonds with a view to getting the yields down again. So they did that for a while, but it's a little alarming, and I'm sure it'll be ringing an awful lot of alarm bells in Europe to see Italian 10-year yields back above 6%.
You know, the bottom line question that I find to be very, very interesting here is, according to our listeners, and I'll give you just a few examples, John Robertson, Lynn, Karen, Jerry, Ken, a fellow by the name of Gundy, and of course, Irish Tony. And Jerry, what I find to be very, very interesting is they are saying one thing, and I would say a number of these folks, by the way, live in Europe itself as opposed to in the United States. So we've got a pretty good cross-section in terms of geographic diversity, but these people are all kind of saying the same thing, and they're saying this ain't going to work. Where's the money going to come from? You know, and one fellow actually, his question was, is this going to be, I mean, they're obviously going to have to print money to make this thing work, okay? And if that's the case, is it going to be deflationary or inflationary? And my comment at first blush is, I said, I think you're going to see hyperinflation. What does Grant Williams say?
Well, it's funny. We kick this thing around over here in Singapore, and we're sitting talking about this. And what's actually happened? If you step back far enough to take a good look at this thing, what's actually happened here is pretty remarkable. I mean the solution these guys have come up with, in essence, is an empty box, and the empty box is filled with a bunch of promissory notes from the countries of the EU, and the people that need to take the money out of the box are actually the people who've written the promises. So, you know, somehow these guys have managed to stabilize Europe, supposedly, with an empty box full of promises. And ultimately, what they need in that box is money. So, you know, I've been saying for a long, long time that if the end game of this is going to be that the ECB has to print money. You know, I still think that's the case. It's really just a question of, do they persuade Germany to go along with that? Which is very much against, the way the Germans see things. Or does Germany have to leave the Eurozone? And, you know, right now, Really, I think it could go either way. I mean, the Germans are adamant that they won't print money, but, you know, 3 weeks ago, Angela Merkel appeared in front of the Bundestag and promised that leveraging the EFSF was off the table, you know, her exact words. And 3 weeks later, you know, she's back there talking a little about how they need to leverage the EFSF. And you know, she was called on it in Parliament. You know, the opposition parties called her out on that very thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the line is moving, and these guys are fighting a constant rearguard action, and they are really, really running out of space and time. And so, you know, yesterday's euphoria, I didn't understand it yesterday. I read the EFSF, the EU press release, and it was nonsense, basically. But it seemed to be what people wanted to hear.
Well, it's what people want to hear. I think that right now what's going on, purely and simply, is you're getting some psychological shoring up, for lack of better terms. I mean, this thing could collapse at almost any time if people just said, look, the emperor isn't wearing any clothes. You know, and that's eventually, I think everybody's going to come to that conclusion. You know, I would have to agree with Ms. Merkel in the sense where, well, in her attitude that we don't want to print more money. I mean, nobody knows better than the Germans what hyperinflation is all about. You know, the old story about somebody left a basket of money out in the street and, you know, they went back 10 minutes later and the money was still there, but the basket was gone. I mean, the Germans know all too well what that's all about. Now, the sad thing here is if you don't print money, what the hell are you going to do?
Well, this is it. This is exactly it. I mean, you know, you either have to take the pain, which, let's face it, is really not what they're going to do
you try to tell people to take the pain, okay, and look what happened in Greece. You got rioting. You know, look what happened in other countries. You say, you got to buck up. We made some mistakes, blah, blah, blah. And the people, what do? They start rioting. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But I think, you know, the problem we have here is that, you know, the pain in Greece, as seen by the Greeks, is being inflicted by the Germans. You know, they see the IMF on the ground. They see the EU monitors on the ground, and it feels like they're having this austerity imposed on them by outside forces. And obviously that's not something that's going to go down well in any country.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that when we say take the pain, you know, individual countries either have to take the pain that, you know, this massive buildup of debt is going to cause them, or they print money. And right now, you know, as much as the Germans don't want to print money and as much as they're terrified of hyperinflation based on, you know, their experiences in the 20s and 30s, they can, if they want to try and force this thing through, you know, they can point to Japan, they can point to the US, and they can say, look, you know, these guys have been printing money, they've both done quantitative easing, the UK is the same, they don't have runaway inflation. You know, maybe we could do that. But you know, unfortunately, you can't get a little bit pregnant. And so if they do start down that road and they do start printing money, you know, somewhere, somehow, the effects of that are going to show up.
You know, I want to read a quote here from Bloomberg, and that is, this just came out on the 28th at 3:56 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Quote, European leaders may struggle to maintain the euphoria that drove the euro to its biggest one-day gain in more than a year as scrutiny deepens on their latest attempt to stem the region's turmoil. The weakness of Europe's common currency area, ranging from its design to a persistent dearth of bank funding and anemic economic growth, weren't properly addressed in the measures revealed yesterday to stem investor panic, said Harvard University economists Kenneth Rogoff and Jonathan Loins at Capital Economics Limited in London. I mean, yeah, nothing. No solution.
No, it's not a solution. And you know, look, that was clear yesterday reading through it. You know, the euro is Europe is the thing that most people are most scared about. And they can't buy enough euros. It's a real mystery to me personally, and I think it is unsustainable. I mean, if you look at the foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries, there's something like 93 billion been sold in the last 2 months, which is, you know, the highest on record. And, you know, a lot of that money's been sold by Europeans, and they're taking that money home. So that, you know, that could explain the temporary strength in the euro. But, you know, ultimately, we have a currency here that's, you know, it's on the verge of being torn apart. So for it to be trading up at 142 is, quite frankly, ludicrous.
Oh, of course it is. Ludicrous with a capital L. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to this first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We're doing a remote here, as a lot of our segments are going to be remotes from Brian's great show down in New Orleans, Brian London's great show down there, the New Orleans Investment Conference. This is, in my opinion, one of the best shows of its kind. He has a lineup of guest speakers that just don't quit, and he also has some very, very excellent companies down there that are presenting and also that are chatting with investors. I am talking right now with one of our sponsor companies, a company that has had very, very interesting success with people who we have introduced it to. The company is Ripatch Gold. Ripatch Gold was started by two veterans in the industry, Joe Cazio, who is a geologist. He was the president and director of Nevada Pacific Gold from 97 to 04. He was a vice president of exploration for Ivanhoe Gold Corp. I mean, this guy really, really, truly knows what he's doing, as does his partner who is on the line with me right now, Bill Howell. Bill is the president of the company. He was, before joining Ripatch, he was the general manager of exploration in the United States and Latin America for Placer Dome. I mean, you know, you don't get credentials much more important than that, in my humble opinion. They are working huckledy buck, for lack of better terms, in the state of Nevada. They've had some very, very good results down there, and there are some very, very meaningful players in our industry, John Kaiser, Sean Broderick, Rick Rule, among others, who are following this company. So I am very, very proud to be associated with him. Bill, how's the show down there?
Al, thanks for having me on. The show is going really good. It's, as you said, it's one of the best of its kind.
No, it really is. There's no question about that. Okay, in terms of telling our new listeners about the company, why don't we go back to the tour you put together about 3 weeks ago where John and Sean attended. What exactly did they see, and what should our investors, our listeners, be aware of?
We had a great tour with John Kaiser and Sean Broderick. We saw all of our projects, Wilco, Lincoln Hill, Gold Ridge, and Garden Gate Pass. I think, you know, they were quite impressed in that I don't think the paper really does it justice. You have to get out there and see just the size of the project. You have to see where the resources are. You get the idea that, you know, the resources are still open. And, of course, at Garden Gate Pass, we got to see Barrick drilling within a few kilometers of our Garden Gate Pass property.
Well, I'll tell you what I find to be really kind of interesting in this situation, Bill, is the fact that you guys are kind of the new kid on the block in the sense that you are very definitely one of the newer entrants in this particular sector with Ripatch Gold, but you have done more than hit the ground running. You have got all the serious analysts and investors very, very interested in this company. I would have to guess it's because of you and Joe's background, the team that you've put together, and also the properties, you know, that you have in the state of Nevada.
Well, you know, it always boils down to those three things, people, project, and place. And,
exactly.
As you know, Joe and I have backgrounds where we've done exploration all the way from grassroots up to mine development, not only in the U.S., but in other places around the world. So we know how to add value along the exploration process, and we've got three of our own geos that are top-notch in their own right, and that they've discovered ounces for various companies around the world, including Placer, Barrick, Agnico Eagle, and Santa Fe Pacific. So they're the real deal, and they chew up a lot of boot leather, and they've been really successful in that the company now has 3 million ounces of gold and 40 million ounces of silver across all categories.
Now we're talking about Ripatch.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you have planned for the rest of the year? Let's say let's take this on in a couple of horizons. Let's first talk about the next 6 months, Bill.
Yeah, well, over the next 6 months, we're completing drill programs at Lincoln Hill, Gold Ridge, and earlier this year we completed a drill program over our Wilco property. What we're working towards is a new 43-101 compliant resource for Wilco in Q1 of 2012. You know, we're going to get the new high-grade zone modeled up and into a new resource. Similarly, at Lincoln Hill, we'll put out a new resource in Q2 of 2012. Right now, we're drilling there on the Jefferson Zone. We've had some success finding another zone we call the Roosevelt Zone, where we've seen gold values up to 97 grams and over a kilo of silver at the surface. So we're anxious to get there and do some more work. But as I said, we're modeling that up, and we'll have a new resource coming out Q2 of next year. And then at Garden Gate Pass we're drilling in. We hope to make a similar discovery that's similar to what Barrick has found at Gold Rush and Red Hill. So we're quite excited. Lots of things coming down the pike. We hope to be kind of in a brand new category of resource developer here by this time next year.
What I find to be intriguing is, in terms of time frame, you guys really are, you and your associate Joe, partner, I guess I should say, and the rest of your team are certainly not new to the industry, but Rye Patch is relatively new. And you, how did you get such a quick start there, Bill?
Well, again, I think, it always boils down to the people. We had opportunity to pick up a project called Wilco. That was the start of the company, and we jumped on it, and we've been able to grow the company ever since. I think one of the things you'll notice if people go back and do their due diligence on the company, they'll see that we've really met our milestones and time frame all through the last 4 years that we've been a public company.
Wow. I mean, and you have certainly done that. There's no question. Okay. So we know we have the assets in the ground. At least you are very, very comfortable with that. In terms of capital, now, you guys are pretty strong financially right now. How long will the war chest last, Bill?
Well, right now with the programs we have ongoing, we'll end 2011 with roughly $4 million in the bank. However, we have some warrants that will come due here December 24th. Hopefully they'll bring a nice Christmas present, and we'll be able to end the year then if those warrants are exercised at $8 million. So we'll have a pretty good start on 2012.
And I'm assuming that the $8 million will pretty much cover you through the next year.
That's correct. We don't anticipate, given what we currently have in our project portfolio, doing another financing in the region.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of companies out there that would be very, very envious of that position. There's no question about that. Gold is holding up very nicely. Silver is holding up very, very nicely right now. We follow it every day. I am nothing but bullish in terms of both those precious metals. How does Bill Howell feel about that?
I see gold at, I believe it's at $1,700 today. There's a lot of concern over things happening around the world, especially in Europe. And once we work through kind of the crisis we're in now, I think gold's got nowhere to go but up because there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines, and we know that once money starts going through the tube into various projects and whatnot, that velocity of money, that'll be inflation. And I think we'll see gold go up to this next leg.
You know, I need to get you to come on the show and talk about that because that is very, very true, and you seem pretty conversant in that particular subject, and I think that's very, very important. I think that the price of gold actually is got no place to go but up for a while. Bill, I appreciate you taking some time. I know that you're busy down in New Orleans. I appreciate you taking some time down there. Now, are you guys going to be in San Francisco so some of our listeners who in that area will be able to come by and shake your hand down there?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be in San Francisco for the Hard Asset Show there as well with the booth, and I look forward to seeing people there.
Okay, well, Big Al's going to be there for sure. And speaking of Big Al, he's going to be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. When I talk about companies like we talked about Ripatch Gold, I want you to know that we are definitely not telling you that we think you should buy them. That's not what we're all about. What we are truly all about is just telling you about companies that we are involved with, and in many cases that I have an equity position in. Whenever that's the case, by the way, I always do disclose it. Believe me. Okay. Somebody else who always discloses things is Peter Grandage. Peter's a good buddy of mine. I surprisingly got a package in the mail yesterday from Peter's wife. And what was in that package but a book entitled Confessions of a Wall Street Whiz Kid by Peter Grandage. I already started to read the book, and I have to tell you, it is really, really an interesting read. This book has kudos from people like David Walker, the former U.S. Comptroller-in-Chief, John Crudell, a columnist for the New York Post, David Tyree, a former New York Giants and author of a book entitled More Than Just a Catch, Justin Tuck, who was an NFL All-Pro with the New York Giants. I mean, I could go on and on and on and tell you all about the accolades that this book has gotten. But rather than do that, what I would like to do is I would like to talk with Disco Pete, as he calls himself, about why he wrote the book, first of all. Mr. Grandage, you're on, buddy.
Well, it's a 55-year life story that I can probably wrap up in 60 seconds without any formal education. I entered Wall Street not in the usual way people do in 1984. I, by 87, was head of investment strategy and would make my first of some fairly special, unique calls about a market crash. By the mid-1990s, I was managing a mutual fund, a hedge fund, and had my own brokerage firm. I was also the president, CEO, and chairman of the board of the Me, Myself, and I Society.
Congratulations. That's the one. Now, wait a minute. That's the one that I was the secretary of.
Yeah, well, some more people are in it than they know it. Anyway, I was also turning the Ten Commandments into the Ten Suggestions and picking which ones to listen to and not. And so semi-retired by the mid-1990s, thought I would trade for the rest of my life, work in our business, and play golf. And a few years later, I would suffer the first of several very bad anxiety attacks, which were followed by the first of two major bouts of depression. In fact, the second bout of depression that would come 10 years later in 2008 would hospitalize me twice and literally bring me near death. And through that all, I learned a lot of things, both good and bad. I spoke about it all in the book, and I also shared my thoughts on, you know, my faith and also the markets and where I think things are going, and that's what it's about. And it's there's a lot of things maybe some other people might be put in because they weren't things to be proud of. But if I'm going to write an autobiography, you know, it's the old saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All of us who have accomplished anything in this life have gone through some very difficult times, and I very definitely fall, Peter, into that same category. You know, being the president, chairman, CEO of the Me, Myself, and I Society is the worst thing that a human being can possibly do, in my humble opinion. And I know that you agree with that. I haven't finished the book yet because I just got it yesterday, but I am very, very much looking forward to continuing reading it. Probably even going to keep me away from the Game 7 of the World Series tonight, which starts out here at about 5:30. Although, hard to tell. Pete, why did you have this great awakening? I'm curious.
Personally, people don't like this when some in the business, but it's all because God has a plan for it to be used for others. I can't tell you, especially in, I'd say, in the last 5 years, how many people, even at conferences and generally because of what I note on the blog and all, and I've shared this openly, how many people have come and said, you know, how important it was for them to read that for a variety of reasons, either themselves or others have similar problems, similar stories. They haven't know how to dealt with it. And then they're amazed that someone in a business where you would think, based on a lot of stuff you read out, that people never lose money or never have anything go wrong. You see, one of the big lies in society is more money equals more happiness. There's a perception that if that happens, and I'm here to tell you that that's one of the biggest lies out there. So I would say that the main thing that I hope from it, it's certainly not being sold for a profit, is that it helps people, and at the same time, it helps people maybe get more grounded and realize, you know, I forever talk about how failure is the norm in our business. I talk about my losses. It's something that, you know, you and I, there's not that many people that disclose their portfolios, even though they should be to people. So I just hope all in all that what I went through makes it worthwhile. I think the worst thing that can happen, you know, you never hear a story that somebody's on their deathbed said, gee, I wish I worked more. I wish I was more for myself. I wish I didn't help everybody that I could. It's always the opposite of that. So that's what I hope that my life turns out to be valuable, not for me, but for others who can take experience from what I have and hopefully help change their lives.
Pete, I agree 100%, and I appreciate you sharing that in this book. You and I have known each other for a long time, and you do have my admiration. Okay, let's switch subjects a little bit. I am receiving communications on our forum or blog or whatever it's called about the best place to invest right now, and a growing number of people are saying, you know, we're thinking maybe the best place to be is to short some of the major markets. What do you think about that?
I don't think so. In fact, a few weeks ago, I actually went short-term bullish for equities. I still think the U.S. is going to be a far worse place than Europe has ever been. But the stock market has overcome a lot. And even though we could argue and say not really a lot of things have been fixed, there's enough momentum in this market, particularly now we're going into this very strong seasonal period where the don't have behavior people come out with their favorite fable, the Santa Claus rally. So, if I was going to be looking to get short the markets, I would wait to the new year.
Now, would you suggest, as I am saying, that I think still the best place to be right now for your basis, okay, for your base, not necessarily, take out the word necessarily, not for short-term gains or even mid-term gains, I think the best place to be is gold and silver, and I'm on record on our blog as saying, Monday, Big Al and Little Kathy are going to buy some more silver.
I still think they easily have another 25%. I raised my target several weeks ago from 2,000 to 2,350 on gold. I think silver will manage to get to a new high, which means it will go through $50 before it's all over. What I just don't think is I don't think it's easy anymore. I don't think it's like just throwing a dot, which it was 3 or 5 years ago. I still would rather be long physical gold and silver than long general U.S. equities. So I still think they'll outperform, but I think the mistake has been, and thankfully haven't been on that side, is being heavily short in these markets. I mean, it's not really benefited being short the U.S. stock market. I mean, argue about it, yell at all you want, but it's closer to its high than its low since the lows in 2009.
I agree 100% on that one. So I guess the question is, you know, is it even worth thinking about shorting the major markets? And I would have to agree with you. I think let's wait and see. Keep your powder dry until after the first of the year, because at that point, I think perhaps it will become a little clearer. The whole situation in Europe is going to become a whole lot more clearer, for lack of better terms, and I have absolutely no optimism about that particular situation. And I think once we realize over here exactly how much of an impact that is going to have on the U.S. markets, then I think it might pay to take a look at something like that. So, you know, there you go. And Joe, Giuseppe, that's kind of an answer to your question when you say, and I quote here, it is, of course, all nice and well to be in precious metals, but does anyone not believe it is a smart investment to buy ultra-short pro shares concerning European and American equities? You know, at this point in time, I'm not sure that I would do that. Pete, does your philosophy also hold for European equities? Mine does, but what do you think?
One of the things you have to realize, we're in institutionally driven markets now worldwide, and guys and gals are going to base their earnings this year and their performance for the year. Now that the market's up for the year and all, there may be pressure for guys to chase the market here because they don't want to look like they underperformed it, and therefore we could see even additional buy-in pressure for the remaining of the year. I think any shorting, and I concur, things really haven't changed fundamentally, but I think you wait to 2012 if you're even thinking of shorting the market.
I would agree 100%. Okay, Giuseppe and other folks who've asked that question, there you have it. Stick around. Big Al is going to be right back.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm chatting with a gentleman over in Spain right now, James Turk. I don't even have to introduce James. You guys all and gals all know who James is. James, I want to go in the direction right now of what I think that people really need to do to protect themselves about, you know, from what's going on around the world. But I want to talk a little bit first about what is actually going on around the world. I find it very, very interesting that people are not willing to buck up and really make the changes that are necessary to be made to straighten this economic absolute disaster out. Now, let's start first of all, let's talk about Europe. You know, last Thursday, we chatted a little bit in a daily editorial, and we talked on the show earlier today about the non-solution that happened in Europe. I mean, do you disagree? Do you think the announcement that came out Thursday was a solution?
No, it was not a solution. They're just trying to buy time. You know, it's a question of pretending that they've come up with a solution in order that the ship doesn't go down during their watch. But they haven't come to grips yet with the core issue, which is just too much debt in the system.
The various governments cannot convince their citizens that they're going to have to basically pull up their pants, okay, take a hard stand, and admit the mistakes of the past, forget throwing blame, but make things better. You know, a great example in my mind of people not willing to do that is something that happened here just in Washington State yesterday. The governor came out practically crying in an interview saying, we don't have any money. We simply have to cut some programs. And the union's response the next day to that was regarding benefits to their members, quote, fat chance. I mean, come on. Where is responsibility, James?
Yeah, you know, that's really a key point. And, you know, I'd like to go back to a very good comment by Margaret Thatcher. It's one of my favorite quotes. She said that the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. And, you know, that's exactly where we are now, Al. And what governments are trying to do is to keep the system going by printing money out of thin air. But when you're doing that, you ultimately risk hyperinflation, which is the path that we're on,
And if you get to hyperinflation, the currency collapses, and then the whole economy is destroyed.
Some idiots are criticizing Merkel because Ms. Merkel, because she's saying, we don't want to print any more money. Well, nobody knows better than the Germans what printing money, excessive printing of money, causes. I mean, all you got to do is go back to the 20s and 30s and the hyperinflation over there.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's really ingrained into the psyche of the German people. And, you know, they loved the Bundesbank and they loved the Deutschmark because the Deutschmark was a very sound, well-managed currency. And they gave up the Deutschmark on the promise that the euro would be managed like the Deutschmark was managed and that the ECB would be like the Bundesbank. In other words, it would be independent from political control. But what's become clear over the past couple of years as the crisis has continued to deepen, you know, the politicians have had a big hand in what the ECB is doing, the European Central Bank. And the biggest, clearest example of that is all of the government paper that the ECB has been buying, even though the European Union rules do not allow the ECB to do that. You know, the rules have been made in order to prevent the problems that we're seeing occurring. And unfortunately, you know, politicians find it easier to break the rules than to follow them. And that the consequences are now playing themselves out.
One thing that I find interesting in all of this is given the current economic conditions, you know, and a number of my listeners are going to be somewhat taken aback when I say this, but, you know, our president in the United States was quoted as saying, hey, things are so bad right now, I don't even know why I've got a 44% approval rating. You know, I mean, it really ought to be lower than that. Well, I find that to be interesting. I mean, at least the guy on the surface is saying, wow, we got some real, real serious problems. Okay, now, you know, I talked with Grant Williams earlier today, and Grant makes his home in Singapore. He's got a great newsletter that, you know, et cetera. But I asked Grant towards the end of the interview, I said, Grant, given what's going on around the world right now, okay, given the economic disaster that we're in, what's your answer regarding where people should really, really emphasize their investments to be? And he said, a lot of areas, but purely and simply, gold and silver.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And the main attribute today is that gold and silver do not have counterparty risk. In other words, the value of the metal, when you own physical gold or physical silver, it's in the metal itself. It's not based on some central bank's promise or some politician's promise or some government's promise. You don't have counterparty risk when you own the metals. And during a financial bust, a lot of promises are broken. So you want to avoid financial assets and focus on good, solid, tangible assets.
Okay, now let's talk about that concept. I've had a number of listeners write in, comment on our blog, which, by the way, I would encourage everyone to do. Got over 100 of you out there now who are commenting almost on a daily basis, and it's really fun to address those comments because I have to tell you, I'm learning more from you guys than is imaginable. But, you know, one comment that came up was one individual said, if you're going to buy gold and silver, which I personally am doing, I'm taking delivery. You know, I think ETFs, et cetera, are absolutely not a good way to go. And I said, my response was, I agree with one exception, and that is James Turk's organization, goldmoney.com. Let's talk about that real quick. Why is that?
Yeah,
safe?
You know, there are a couple points to make here, Al. First of all, you know, there's a difference between paper gold and physical gold. So, you know, paper gold is an ETF. It's just a representation. You don't own gold when you own an ETF. You own shares in a fund supposedly backed by gold. The question everybody has to ask themselves before they buy any gold is, what are they trying to accomplish? Are they professional traders or speculators who are trying to profit from changes in price? Or are you looking at from a point of view that you want the safety and security that physical metal offers? You know, if it's the latter point and you want safety and security, only physical gold or physical silver can provide that with you because only they avoid counterparty risk. Now, the other part of the question is, when you're buying physical metal, there are only two ways to do that. You buy it and store it yourself, and you buy it and store it with someone else. And both alternatives have advantages and disadvantages. But the biggest advantage when you buy it and store it at home is, how much money do you want to really store in your basement or buried in the backyard? You know, there comes a point in time when you've accumulated enough metal, you want to have some diversification, both for, you know, safety reasons and just to mitigate risk.
My personal opinion about not actually taking possession is as follows. Number one, I've known you for a long time, and I got complete faith in goldmoney.com, okay? And that's not an advertisement, you guys. That's just the way I feel about it. Now, having said that, people bring up the subject of exchange-traded funds, okay, ETFs. Now, I understand theoretically how ETFs work, etc. I am very, very hesitant to put money in size or money in any amount into ETFs. You think I'm crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. You know, like I said, if you want exposure to the gold price, you know, if you're a trader or a speculator, there are a lot of paper alternatives out there. There's futures contracts, there's options, there's ETFs. You know, when you own those pieces of paper, they give you exposure to the gold price, and it comes with counterparty risk that the person who's promised to make good if the price goes up and pay you the difference, you know, that they'll honor that promise. But again, that's different from owning physical gold, or physical silver, and it comes back to why are you buying metal in the first place?
You know, that's a very, very interesting point. I was on a panel last week at the Silver Summit with a colleague of both of ours, Eric Sprott, and people kept directing questions as to buying silver, buying gold, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, you know, at the risk of being simplistic, you have to ask yourself, why are you buying gold and silver? Are you a trader? And I said, you know what, if I'm going to trade, I'm going to trade in something where I stand to make a lot of money short term, you know, and obviously you could do that in the resource sector by buying the stocks. You know, if you're really careful, you got stocks that can fluctuate 20-30% in a relatively short period of time. But if you're buying precious metals, gold or silver, at least the reason I buy them for financial security so that I can sleep at night. We have a currency collapse in the United States. Big Al's going to be okay for a while because I have taken possession of silver rounds. And I believe that silver rounds will be a very, very liquid asset if a currency collapse occurs. And that's kind of what I'm hearing you say, James.
That's exactly what I say. You know, I always like to go back to an experience I had, you know, growing up in the States as a kid. I remember driving a family car, my father and mother driving a family car into the local gas station, filling up the car with two silver dollars. Today, you can still fill up the family car with the content of that silver, but not the face value on the coin, which shows how badly the dollar has been debased over the past 45 years. And that debasement is continuing, so you really need gold and silver to protect your wealth and purchasing power.
Hey, stick around, you guys. I'm going to be right back in the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.